Just to get us right back into it, so we get back into the flow. So the one key point I wanted to make was that you need B'ez Kol Chayim, you need the entire Jewish nation present in Israel in order for. All right, so B'ez Kol Chayim. So you need the entire Jewish nation, just like you need the entire Jewish nation, so to speak, present at Sinai for the mitzvah to transform from theoretical to legal construct. This way, you have a complete Kabbalah. So too, you need that here as well. But since Mitzvot Tzuyos Ba'aretz have no reality outside of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that's when you need B'ez Kol Chayim. It's a very novel idea. We're going to go a little deeper than that in a second. However, the other point that Reb Chaim is trying to make is that, as we said before, there's two realms of, let's say, for instance, Yovel. Right? There's the Ein Yoshvea realm. Actually, let me start actually from the bottom one. There's the Yovel that's tied to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Right? So as long as there's the sanctity of Israel in place, what comes into existence with that? All the Mitzvot Tzuyos Ba'aretz. Right? And there's another idea, which is that when you have all the residents present, you can now have the actual practical application of said mitzvahs. But the actual institution itself is tied to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Does everyone understand that point?
Mostly.
The other problem Reb Chaim is going to struggle with, which is we're going to focus more on, is this idea that he kind of traps himself, which is he wants to say why isn't the third return of the Jews to Eretz Yisrael, why do we have to Mekadesh Shabbat Arei Choma? Because Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was lacking. But one second. But didn't Ezra come up and produce Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Well, he didn't. Right? Meaning, this is where he wants to have the cake and eat it too. He wants to say that when Ezra came, right, there was Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but there was something lacking in it. Now, it's hard to understand what he means. He doesn't mean there was like 50% Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Rather, he was saying it's like the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was stuck in a jail cell, so to speak. And what's it missing? It's missing its ability to express itself as Mitzvot Tzuyos Ba'aretz. So it's like a dormant Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's what he wants to say was lacking in Ezra's coming up. So therefore, what happens when we return back to Israel in the third Messianic era?
We have full Kedusha.
Bingo, we're going to complete it. So we have to explore what that means. But before we get to that...
Why do we say complete?
Okay, so again, B'ez Kol Chayim is tied to the essential sanctification of the land, Dirak.
Dirak B'Yerusha.
Right. Right. So that's a key point. Like the Kedusha is incomplete. Okay. That's a very key sentence he's saying there. The Kedusha is incomplete. Right. Which is an odd idea. It's an incomplete Kedusha. But not, like I'm saying, not quantitatively. Rather, it's like for the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the measurement, what's the shear? What's the measurement of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael?
Mitzvot.
If the mitzvot can't operate, then?
Then there's no Kedusha.
Well, the Kedusha is lacking. There you go. Okay, go on. Right, okay, good. Now
I like these sentences where he just like throws out a bunch of brisker.
Yeah. By the way, for those. Now listen to this. This is very problematic. Now in the times of Ezra, there were two reasons why they didn't celebrate Yovel.
Sure.
Okay. Reason number one, Chada. Okay. So number one, because you didn't have all the residents. Okay. What does that mean?
This is a lack in the.
They couldn't do it because they didn't have the ancestral practice.
Practical application of what do you call it? Of Yovel could not exist in the times of Ezra. Okay, and what else? Since the coming into Eretz Yisrael was incomplete. One second. So what's lacking? The Kedushas Eretz Yisrael itself could never express Mitzvot Tzuyos Ba'aretz, and therefore... Okay, that's a big problem. Why is that a problem? And I want to emphasize this. Is in this necessary logical order. Step one, I need a mitzvah of Yovel, right? And what produces the mitzvah of Yovel? B'ez Kol Chayim. Kedushas Ba'aretz, which means B'ez Kol Chayim. Once I have that, then I can start worrying about, Kol Yoshvea. But he wants them to be separate to the point where he's saying these two reasons stand alone. Well, yes, Yonatan's right. In some sense, they do. But if you really think about it, isn't one logically dependent on the other? You can't speak of the Nihug Yovel if you don't have the mitzvah of Yovel. So what do you need Trey Tommy for? You just say the fundamental reason is B'ez Kol Chayim. Okay, you happen to be right because Ein Kol Yoshvea. I don't like that. To me, that bothers me.
Well, they're halachically independent.
Lefizet.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, that's Lefizet. Yesterday it was Lamech. The Mishum Hachdino Vias to Vias Kolchan. Kevin the Havizos Chisaron Beikar Yerusha Le'inyan Shmita Theoklos. I know.
Imken.
Imken, Mimela de Yerusha Shlishis Yevo, Az Kol Yisrael, Yen Yishalim. As Chiv Ares Betrimus Masur Shmidos Yovlos, yeah, as Gamar HaYerushalayim Yanzo.
Right. So that's what we left off with. That's the main point that we thought of yesterday. See, that's what's very challenging, right? Right. But again, so what he's saying is that, so if I ask you guys, describe for me what happened when Ezra came to Israel. And from a Kedusha standpoint, Shank, what happened? Just to emphasize, what he's saying is that from the time of Ezra until today, since there were Jews always in Israel, that Kedusha was intact. Right, but we just can't do mitzvahs Tzolus Baretz. We can't do mitzvah. We can't do the mitzvahs of Yovel Shemitah, etc. Midaraisa. That's why today we hold the Rabbanim. Different directions you can go in. Okay. Well, I want you guys to propose some possibilities. But let me ask this: are you satisfied just having this idea of like the beginning? I don't know what you want to call it. It's not really incomplete kedusha, but it's not. So how do we make sense of it? I know Pharaoh's. To your credit, you're hanging on to an idea of which is what you want it to be. You want to look at kedusha like I gave this example I've given quite often is the example of like tam, okay, like flavor in a pot, okay. There's something called nosi tam lefkan, and nosi tam lefkan means that after 24 hours, the flavor that's inside the walls of a pot becomes sour, okay. But now that's not an immediate thing. It's not that. In 24 hours, poof, it becomes sour. Rather, there's a process. It slowly over time gets more and more sour until it gets a quality of being pure sour. Okay? So, does that make sense by Kedusha? Is Kedusha subject to like a quantitative type of idea? Like, okay, well, he got it up to 67%. It just doesn't seem like Kedusha works that way. It could. So, good. So, Dardik's saying so far, nothing, nobody Kedush yet. Dardik's saying so far, Ezra comes in with the Jews to return to Israel, okay? Now, let's assume for now, let's make it simple, there were no Jews in Israel before Ezra came back, okay? Ezra comes back with the Jews, with a significant percentage of Jews to come into Israel. Now Dardik is saying the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is created at that point in time. Okay, why?
Why?
Not philosophically why. I want to know, what's that idea? Because it's not enough, because you're not B.S. Kolchan, right? According to the Rambam, okay, remember, in the Rambam's way of learning, what's the value of Eretz Yisrael? It's a very simple question. If you ever go through the Rambam's parak on Hilchos, it doesn't really have Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, but if you go through the Rambam's parak about living in Israel, remember the Rambam famously does not hold a mitzvah to live in Israel. So what's the value of Israel? All right? What's its value? That's one. Okay? What's the other value?
Jewish sovereignty?
You don't have to use the word sovereignty. Rather what? You're right. I'd say that's a byproduct of it.
Zions?
No, in other words, good. A nation needs a homeland. Nations need to live in. For a nation to be a functioning nation, it needs a homeland. Okay, it needs a place to be. All right, that's
why.
What I think he's saying, except for the land part, what I think he's saying is that you see, when Ezra comes back into Israel, okay, you're right. The kedusha is there's two. The only way to get out of this, I think, is to say there's actually two discrete kedushas. There's two ideas of Eretz Yisrael. One idea is that this is the homeland of the Jews, that the nation is able to function here as a nation. All right now, when Ezra comes back in Israel, even though it's an incomplete. But one second, the reality is that him coming back means what's going to take place? What are some of the other expressions of Am Yisrael being there? What's Ezra going to be doing? Building the Beis Hamikdash,
sure.
Things like that.
That would be a lot.
So
the Beis Hamikdash is
so
destroyed.
It allows so you can do certain
possibly.
Things.
Okay.
Once,
so, so one idea of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is that there's an idea of an Am present, but it doesn't have to be complete, right? It's not a complete idea. It's simply that if the Jewish people now are able to live here, if that ability exists and now it's being expressed in some way, that's Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. But now you have a problem, right? But there's another value of Eretz Yisrael. That's a logistics question. There's another value of Eretz Yisrael. What's the other value of Eretz Yisrael? Mitzvos Tzolus Baretz. But that's not, that what that means is that now, that doesn't have to be tied intrinsically to the Am, right? That's another value of Eretz Yisrael. For instance, I could be in Israel as an individual, right? And the whole Am's living here, and I can gain from Mitzvos Tzolus Baretz at an individual level. That's not a national idea. You understand? So I'm the joining together of the two ideas is that once I have the entire Am present, now the legal system of mitzvah Tzolus Baretz can come into existence because I have a whole nation that it can apply to. Now, once that happens, so now the mitzvah happens. It's not a mitzvah on B'nai Yisrael to do Shemitah. It's a mitzvah on me to do Shemitah. You understand? It's not a mitzvah like a, what do you call it? Like a, Ezra comes in with the Jewish people. Did he come with the entire Jewish nation? No. But he came in with, I don't know what enough is. That's a separate question. But he came in with enough of the Jewish people to say that Am Yisrael now is present in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So I would argue, once that on a functional level, once that exists, now there's a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Israel's now sanctified. Okay? And the presence of Jews per se produces what we'll call that, well, I was going to say substratum, but this underlying Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Now, the only thing, now, what does Bias Kulcham do? What does that do now? So that I would argue creates another level of Kedusha. It's not a half Kedusha. It's rather what it's saying is that there's another Kedusha that can only be expressed through Bias Kulcham. And then Mitzvot Siyaretz will come into existence.
What does Ezra's...
It's about to say that Yovel, Shemitah and Yovel today is Durabanan. What he means to say is, he's saying it's Durabanan, meaning there is no construct whatsoever of Shemitah and Yovel and Eretz Yisrael today. It doesn't exist at all.
Like even the mitzvah.
But there are Jews now.
As a mitzvah. That's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael exists, yeah. But as long as you don't be a Skolchem, the mitzvah itself cannot exist. All along the Rambam, before you read inside, the Rambam seems to be saying that the very legal mitzvah of, let's say, Shemitah and Yovel, all those mitzvahs, right now do not exist. They don't exist. It's not that I'm putter from it or I'm missing of it. It's not that I'm even missing a variable. They don't exist. They only come into existence through the Kedushas Bias Kulcham. To allude to what happens in the Megillah, right? You know how it says in Megillah, Kimu v'Kiblu? So Chazal, again, in Chazal's interpretation, they learn out Kimu v'Kiblu means there was actually this new acceptance by the Jewish people of the Torah, okay? In a similar way, okay? Right now, according to the Rambam, all right? If you look at the Sefer Mitzvot in the Rambam, you'll see lots of commandments that we can't do today, but we're pata from, like bringing Kormanos, but not Mitzvot Suyas Baris.
Could you show the sovereignty of...
Is that a lie?
Wait. What is the expression of that Kedusha? Where do we find an expression of that Kedusha? No, come on, think about it. Where do we find an expression of that Kedusha? What started this whole sugya? Walled cities. Okay? That's going to be the punchline. You'll see. Go, Klein. Lefizeh. Oh, yeah, sorry. The Rambam himself says, he says that the Shemitah we do today is a Shemitah Zecher.
Sure.
That's a Raya. It's not... When Zecher always means it's not a natural Durbanon. Rather, what is it? It's that it's like we're remembering, we're keeping alive the flame of Shemitah. Miyushav Hetev.
That's interesting.
What does that mean?
A Rambam gives a good...
This answers very well. The Rambam, why in the future... When we come back to Eretz Yisrael, we got to make Hashanah Bat Erechoma. Now, why? Now, 1 second. Let's stop for a second. Let's be very careful, okay? Because if you're telling me that Ezra produced Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, so what would you thought should happen to Bat Erechoma?
It should also be.
All right, keep going. Good.
Yerushas.
Okay, so again, go with this incomplete idea. So it's through the completion of the final Yerusha that the second Yerusha will be completed. Meaning, when Ezra came up, he started something, and it'll be finished when we come back. Okay, keep going. Right. The Yerusha Shlishis. Right. That's Bias Kulchan. That's the Hashlama of the Kedusha. Name Cain. Now comes the move. So now this idea will also apply to the walled cities. How? Okay, so since we know they're reliant on Yovel, remember that idea? Remember we said before that what do the Bati Arichoma represent in the Rambam's eyes? It represents evidence of what? No. The people living there, all right?
In other words,
In other words, it's not enough to say the land is sanctified, but the cities represent urban life. It means Jewish life is thriving in Israel, okay? Obviously, they're populated. Keep going.
in Canaan Melod.
But was that? That's an important line, and that's something that's dependent on Eretz Yisrael. So remember the Kedush. Right. So 1 second. So when Ezra comes in as Mekadesh Israel, what should have included? What should have been included? The walled cities. What's he saying? No, in Canaan Melod. Hayrushas, Yachad, B'kedushas Aretz, the one that benefits, that'll bring about Yovel, Asher Al-Kain,
Avramam, Mary Avramam, Gam Mekoma Shekadesh Ezra B'yusha Shnia, Mekoma Kom Shapir Psaq V'lachi Lavo, Yikdashu Es Aretz, V'itchayvu B'trimas Manasros, V'itchum L'manos, L'minos, Shkis Yovlos, V'itchashu.
So in the future, when we come back in B'yas Kulchem, everything will go back to what it's supposed to be like. Okay, keep going.
Wait, but why will
hold on, let me finish the paragraph. Go on. But 1 second, the Rambam does hold that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is an eternal Kedusha. Kevan. The Mishnayim. So what does he mean? What's he saying here?
They're gonna
wait.
In other words, Ezra comes into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, is the land now sanctified? Is that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Yes. Okay. Now, by definition, what is Kedushas Yisrael must encompass? What? Bat Arichoma. Okay. So there's no question. There's some. Imagine like this wave of Kedusha, literally like a wave coming along and then sweeps over the Bat Arichoma as well. Is that clear?
Does that sweeping over include or not include?
It includes Bat Yerichoma. Okay, naturally. Okay. But here's the thing. No, sweeps over. Like, yeah, it's like Kedusha things. Like, little... the thing. Now in the realm of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so now these cities have value because they're extensions of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But are they a halachic Bat Yerichoma?
No.
That, don't just do it because of my tone. Like, why are they not... No. Why are they not halachic Bat Yerichoma?
Okay. Because Yovel.
They need Yovel.
Okay. Meaning like this. Meaning if the meaning again, but Bat Arichoma is, so to speak, tied to Mitzvah Suis Baretz. So if the legal construct of Yovel can't come into existence, then the true halachic Bat Arichoma doesn't exist as well.
So there's no halachic expression of that Kedusha.
Right. So it's almost like saying there's like walled cities, right, that have a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael value.
Walled cities.
And then there's the halachic Bat Arichoma. Okay.
But in Ezra's time, there were no.